kids voting conventions are underway at UW-Marathon County, one for Democrats and one for Republicans. High school delegates are representing their parties, their schools, and their assigned states. The first order of business is coming up with a platform, and the Republicans can't decide if it should include legalizing marijuana.
I personally think that marijuana should be banned, but that would be taking away freedom.
Do we really want stoned parents with two-year-old kids?
That's not a healthy thing to do on a daily basis, but neither is alcohol or tobacco, and those are in fact legal.
Jordan Kowalski, Wausau West student and Republican from Maine, supports one of the winning propositions, allowing the states to decide. The convention also supports medicinal marijuana, but rejects outright legalization. Board member Katie Rosenberg got involved as a sixth grader when kids voting started here 20 years ago.
These kids are working on issues like immigration, abortion, guns, but then you'll hear a lot of them talking about some other issues that maybe you're not talking about nationally. I mean, there's a lot of talk about education. They really are passionate about it.
We believe in teacher unions and that teachers should be paid more for the work they put in.
Across the street from the Republicans, the Democrats are introducing amendments.
We believe that foreign language should be required.
Sanjana Arji, Wausau West student and Democrat from Maine, says English isn't enough.
If we have more people who are able to speak a second language, then more jobs can happen.
Aiden Groth of the EEA Academy and the state of Virginia argues against.
Some kids already have enough trouble in school, and having a required foreign language could make it harder.
Virginia.
The states vote, and the votes are tallied.
The ayes have it with 63 votes and the nays 39.
And the foreign language amendment passes. UW political science professor and kids voting board member Eric Giordano.
The Republicans and Democrats both come up with a platform really that gives the students a chance to participate beyond just the candidates themselves.
But what would a political convention be without candidates?
I'm Matt Stewart. I hope you guys vote for me.
Matt Stewart of Colby High, with a full beard and a business suit, stands out as the Republicans nominate their presidential candidates.
I, Preston Mertens, accept the nomination.
For the Democrats, Preston Pre Mertens, also of Colby, faces a stiff challenge from Jacob Lazay of the Engineering and Global Leadership Academy.
Being related to Frank and Alan Lazay, I was brought up in a political environment.
But unlike Republican lawmakers Frank and Alan, Jacob Lazay is a Democrat.
I did grow up in a liberal home.
As the Democrats fight it out on multiple ballots, the Republicans have made their choice.
Matthew Stewart.
Well, Matt, you pulled it off. How do you feel right now?
I feel great. Words can't even describe it.
Pick one thing that you think is the most important for the future of our country.
Homeland security, because there's a lot of people who hate us out there.
And across the street, Pre prevails.
Preston Mertens.
Well, Pre, you pulled it off.
Oh, I knew running against Jacob was going to be very difficult.
What do you think is the biggest challenge we face in the United States?
We're so split. It's either Republican or Democratic Party. We need to really become more unified.
And at these bipartisan mock conventions, kids voting has been unifying Republicans and Democrats in Marathon County and their children for 20 years. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.